The 10th of March 2021, my name is Ronnie and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1175. Today's episode is titled, Love You. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. When you hear your romantic partner say, I love you, for the first time, it can send a rush of euphoria through your body. It is considered one of the highlights of a, and when you hear your partner tell you out of love, it can even lead you to say it yourself, when you say you love it, which makes the conversation even more meaningful and meaningful. Of course, you may want to talk about your love without saying tem, but just as it has the direct object of vous, that comes from the je, verb aimer. French-speaking people who say something similar when they use aimer to describe something they really like. When you say, I love someone, you add so many extra words to the feeling, which makes it even sweeter. While it is true that deep romantic blossoming requires a mutual loving attitude, that does not mean that you can hide your love by not being loved. It is not part of romantic etiquette to tell someone you love before declaring your love. If the word gift is empty and not backed up by deeds that show love, your partner will not believe in your affection. You should be honest and open with your attitude and give your partner the time you need to develop your feelings into a deep love. So it is possible that your lover will feel a deep love at some point in the future and can reveal it, but it must be long-term. Let's see a funny love this time, showing a personalized fleece blanket that your loved ones will love to use. If you need a shot of inspiration, discover short love messages and quotes about love by telling your loved one how much you care. Whether you're looking for inspiration or interested in telling someone how you feel and reminding them of your love for them, you can include inspirational love quotes in personalized tabletop photo frames that everyone can admire. Holding your partner's hand, playing with your hair, or giving him a light massage or a gentle kiss are qualities that you appreciate. Celebrate the people who show that you are loved, and make your loved ones feel that they value you by actively trying to communicate with them and take their needs into account. This will confirm your valued qualities and show how much you pay attention to them. Love gestures that your partner appreciates, such as touching, holding, kissing, hugging, etc. S5 Love Languages, Arango explains how to show your love for someone by showing them in different ways, how to touch, kiss, touch and touch them again. Gottlieb adds that one of the most loving things is asking someone how you want to be loved. I will talk about how to talk about love in French, including how to talk to each other to fall in love and how we say it in French. I will also go through other words and phrases that we all know, such as, I love you, love me, and so on. Since love is not so widespread in Chinese, it is best to use words like, I love you, love me, and love me, instead of love me. If you ask your partner to do a quiz with 5 love languages, you can determine exactly how he wants to receive love, whether it is an affirming word or something you do together. For Valentine's Day, Arango recommends couples to check out her book Love Language Quizzes for Couples, which can be written in English, French, Spanish and other languages. If it suits you, focus on connecting with your partners, as you can not only isolate one of the 5 points you are really doing, but rather a combination of them. First, the word te is neatly embedded between the subject and the verb aimer, and second, te means to love in Chinese. If the other's love language is physical contact, this aspect of your relationship should be high on the list. Whether it's a message to a specific person on a Valentine's card, looking for a feeling that can be added to a marriage proposal idea, or a quote for an anniversary, a love quote can help to put into words the feeling you feel. Saying, I love you, or other expressions of affection is a great way to create a positive environment. If you are brainstorming and nurturing, these quotes can give you inspiration to express how we feel. Whether you are brainstorming or caring, there are not enough words to express how much we love you or what you mean to us, and there are not enough words to express how much it really means to you. The following love quotes can help you with a heavy or broken heart and tell us how often you love us and how much we mean it. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.